أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس عليك هداهم ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وما تنفقوا من خير فلأنفسكم وما تنفقون إلا ابتغاء وجه الله وما تنفقوا من خير يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون. On one occasion, the Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that how is it to spend money on the family people who are mushriks, who are not Muslims. On that, one narration is, this ayat was revealed, that it is permissible, nafil charities that you can spend on non-Muslims also. And that if you want to spend only on Muslims, in that way, that in other words, the people will see that and then they will accept Islam. So Allah says that hidayat is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, not in your actions. Similarly, in another narration it comes that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba that spend only on the people of your religion, that is, spend only on the Muslims. And when the non-Muslims will see this, that they are spending on the Muslims, then they'll also be want to become Muslims. In that way, they will get hidayat. On that, another narration is, this ayat was revealed on that occasion. By your planning in this way, hidayat won't come. Hidayat is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ تَيْرَا زِمَّ نَهِي أُنْكُ رَاكُرْ لَانَا. It is not your responsibility, it's not your duty, it's not in your jurisdiction, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that the people get hidayat. The effort of hidayat you are fully responsible for. But hidayat is not your responsibility and it's not in your control either, not in the least, but hidayat is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. The effort of hidayat we are responsible for, but hidayat is only in the hands of Allah. Therefore, whatever means we choose for hidayat must be only the correct means. We can't use haram means like spreading Islam on TV or on YouTube or with photography, etc., or any other way. If a person thinks he'll give a dance party and then he will spread Islam, that is, Islam won't spread by wrong ways. By the World Cup, somebody giving adhan and reading some ayats of the Quran and then expecting the World Cup to spread Islam. Islam does not spread with wrong means. So hidayat is only in the hands of Allah. We are responsible for the correct effort in the correct means. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ اور ان کو راہ پر لانا اور لیکن اللہ راہ پر لاوے جس کو چاہے. And Allah, whoever He wishes to, He brings a person on the right path, on hidayat. A person who was born in a temple and Allah wants to give him hidayat, Allah gives him hidayat. A person who was born in the Kaaba Sharif and Allah doesn't want to give him hidayat and he becomes the worst enemy of Islam. So it is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. We are responsible only for the effort and the correct effort. We are not at all expected. In fact, we will be punished if we use the wrong effort. We must use the right effort and that is what Allah Ta'ala wants. So even spending money, and alhamdulillah, Allah gave this tawfiq to the Muslims. Yeah, we saw, for example, when the floods came in Natal, how the Muslims helped everyone, Muslim and non-Muslim. When COVID came, then Muslims, yeah, everywhere in the country, in the world, Muslims were helping the non-Muslims. For everyone, they were helping. When the riots came in Natal, then also Muslims helped everyone. And the non-Muslims were so impressed with that the churches didn't help them, their own people didn't help them, the government didn't help them. It was only the Muslims who came to their aid. In Pakistan, when when the floods came, those people who they themselves used to say, now from where will the Maldives eat? In other words, what they earn peanuts. So how are they going to eat? But those same people said, we who were saying this, we saw it was only the Maldives who were feeding the nation. All those people who were affected by the floods, it was only the Maldives who were there and helping them, and the students of the madrasas, etc. So Allah, this is the thing which has been always in the Ummah. People try and put it in the wrong light and try and say that we say that the people say we mustn't help the Muslims, non-Muslims. They are all degrees of relationship with non-Muslims. One is that muwalat, hearty friendship, that is totally haram with non-Muslims. Then there is muwasat, that when they are in difficulty, you can help all. Non-Muslims also you help. Then there is mudarat, to attract them to Islam and you spend on them, there is permission for that also. Then there is muamalat, dealing, business dealing, that is also permissible across the board. Muslims work for non-Muslims. Non-Muslims work for Muslims. Muslims deal with non-Muslims at every level in business. So a person, people just give one aspect and they don't know, or they are unmindful at that time, or deliberately they just give one aspect and not the whole picture of Islam. But in that they give a wrong picture of Islam. So and further Allah says, when you will spend like this, not your zakat. Zakat is only taken from Muslim people and only given to Muslim people. But all your other charities you give, whatever you do, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ اور جو کچھ خرج کروگے تم مال سو اپنے ہی واسطے. Whatever you will spend, it is only for your benefit. It outwardly it appears we are helping the poor and the needy people, but really it is only for ourselves. If we are doing it sincerely, it will be recorded in our account and it will be there for us in the akhirah. And we will get that reward much more greater than what we are helping that poor needy person at that moment. One alim who always used to spend in the path of Allah and always took qasam that I'm not doing any good to anyone. Then somebody asked him, but you are spending all this. He read this ayat that where Allah says that whatever you spend is just for your own good. You get the real, the full returns. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahumullah explained this also so beautifully. He said that whenever you give in the path of Allah, in the reality you haven't given away your money. All you have done, your own money from your one account, you transferred it to another account. From your account of dunya, you transferred it to your account of akhirat. It's gone in your own account when you do it sincerely. So you haven't given away anything. All you have done is just transferred it through that means, through that poor person, wherever it was you spent, but you have spent it through them, that was your account, by which you transferred it to your account of akhirat. So it is for yourself when you spend. You get the benefit. وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. And whatever you spend in order to gain the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is fully aware of what you spend and your niyat must be only the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. More than it is helping this poor person, the more bigger niyat is to please Allah. So if you help that poor person and he didn't tell you, Jazakallah, thank you, you won't feel hurt at all. Because you didn't do it for them. You did it for Allah's pleasure. And Allah is going to reward you. In fact, if you help a non-Muslim, any person, and that person harms you after that, you won't even feel hurt. I helped this person and now he's doing this to me. He's harming me in this way because you did not do it for him. You did it for Allah's pleasure. So to spend also, we have to learn how to spend money in the path of Allah. When we don't, we spend and we lose all that. We didn't spend it with the correct niyat. After that, we did what is ahsan jatana. We hurt that person's feelings by reminding him, I spent for you. Or we take undue wrong advantage from that person. So this also, and we can see how long the subject matter is carrying on, what a great important thing it is to spend in the path of Allah, and all this discussion is our charity, nafal, not the zakat. Zakat is separate. That is only taken from Muslims and only given to Muslims. But this is the nafal. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ اور جو کچھ خرچ کرو گے خیرات سو پوری ملے گی تم کو. And whatever you will spend with all the correct conditions, then you are going to get the full reward for that. And the reward will be so great that you will get. In this dunya also, Allah will save you from a lot of calamities. From illnesses, one illness will cost you 500,000 rand. One legal case comes against you, you did nothing wrong. Somebody just framed you and you can spend 1 million rand defending yourself. All that Allah will save you when you spend in the path of Allah. All other problems, you come in a motor car accident, now your car is a write-off, and you have, so you can lose everything there. But when you spend in the path of Allah, Allah protects you from all these things. So you will get the full reward. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ اور تمہارا حق نہ رہے گا. And you will not be oppressed and harmed in any way. So Allah give us tawfiq to spend in the path of Allah. Learn how to spend. Not that we do many things. For shaitan comes to us in various ways. There are so many things that we are not doing which we are supposed to do. Our namazes, how we are supposed to do them. So many people are not making their namazes. How many nafal namazes we are not making. And then when we do them, we don't do them properly. We take shortcuts, etc. After that, if we are not careful, we are not worried whether it's accepted by Allah or not. We just did the amal. A person applies for a visa and he says, my work is done. He's not worried at all whether his application is accepted or not. We have to be worried whether our ibadat is accepted. And then after that, to preserve it, we go and talk about it in front of people. And we lose all that sawab. So therefore, all these conditions are necessary. And spending in the path of Allah is a very great ibadat. On a daily basis, we should give some sadaqah, whether it is 50 cents. How beautifully somebody said, like in the old days, we had the parking meters on the side of the road. You put a 50 cent in there, and now for 1 hour or whatever, you can park there. But you have to save the 50 cent, and you don't put it, and you get a 100 rand fine. Because you didn't put that, you didn't put your 50 cent. So that small amount saves you from so big penalties. And if you just put the 50 cent, now with itminan you can go around doing your work for 1 hour, you know, you won't get a ticket. But so we must not hold back from the small, small things that we have to spend in the path of Allah, and we get saved from big, big calamities. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide us and give us the proper understanding of deen and this few days of dunya that we have to make the most of it for our dunya also and moreover for our akhirat.